Here's the news from Ellensburg Community Radio. The Ellensburg Public Library celebrates its 115th year anniversary from 4 to 6 p.m. today at the Hal Holmes Community Center. The celebration includes light refreshments, cake, and live music by the Cale Bartness Trio. Interweavings, Photography and Sculpture by Jean K. Simmons opens with a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. Thursday in Randall Hall, room 141. The exhibit features photographs of figures posed and integrated into the landscape, with foraged grasses, vines, and branches woven into elegant garments and hair extensions. Simmons' sculptural work incorporates bark, thorns, and roots. The exhibit will be up at the Sarah Spurgeon Gallery through February 8. And CWU students in Professor Kate M's sculpture classes will work with visiting artist Jean K. Simmons to create a temporary sculpture in the central outdoor courtyard of Randall Hall. The public is invited to view the sculpture installation during the opening reception for Simmons' solo exhibit in the Sarah Spurgeon Gallery from 5 to 7 p.m. Thursday in Randall Hall. CWU features multiple music events this week. Seattle Symphony Concertmaster Noah Geller will present a short performance of Dvorak and Handel Halvorsen at 6:30 p.m. Thursday in the McIntyre Recital Hall, and that's followed by a masterclass and possibly a Q&A session. A trio recital featuring CW Music alumnus Liam Cameron will be held at 6 p.m. Friday in the McIntyre Recital Hall. The Kittitas County Fair is accepting submissions to design the 2025 Kittitas County Fair poster. This year's theme is UEWE, Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. Designs can be dropped off at the Kittitas Valley Events Center, in the office, or via email. More information is on the Kittitas County Fair Facebook page. The deadline is February 28. Six Central Washington University football student athletes have been named to the College Sports Communicators Academic All-District Football Team. Athletes honored were Slade Edwards, Tyler Flanagan, Chase Colson, Daryl Duckett, Axel Isaacson, and Kennedy McGill. The academic teams recognize the nation's top student athletes for their combined performances on the field and in the classroom. There will be a CWU basketball doubleheader at Nicholson Pavilion on Thursday. The Central women play Seattle Pacific at 5:30 p.m., while the Wildcat men face the Falcons at 7:30 p.m. The Fish Open Table Lunch is sausage rigatoni, mixed vegetables, and mixed fruit. The lunch is open to all seniors age 60-plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg and noon to 1 p.m. in Clay Ellum. Meal sites are the Ellensburg Open Table and the Clay Ellum Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. Forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 35 degrees. Sunset is at 4:40 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 27 degrees. Winds will be light and variable. Check all this information on our website. That's ebergradio.org. And for Ellensburg Community Radio, this is Robin Arango.